Yo, today's QOD is statistics are for losers. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton at SeanCroxton.com. We got Steve Harvey back on the show. This is one of my favorite Steve Harvey clips of all time. I think I posted this one maybe back in 2018 or so. And he's talking about statistics because we hear all the time, you know, 90% of businesses close down within 5 years, and you know, what's your percentage of this and that and the other, and how whatever you want in your life to happen is simply not going to happen statistically. But as Steve says here, statistics are for losers. Successful people are the ones who choose to pursue the less likely of two probabilities. They say it doesn't matter if there's a 10% chance and I'm going to make it, I'm going to roll with that 10%. I'm going to put my attention there. I'm going to commit to that. I'm going to be the one out of 10 people who do it, because why not? Steve Harvey coming up.
There are some old, what they call old wise sayings. And I want you to be very wary. Be very watchful of old wise sayings. Because you got to think of who wrote the same. Now, I'm gonna give you three right quick. There's a thing that losers created. They're called statistics. And statistics are created to help justify somebody who failed. One out of every. Six out of every. And then you get to look around counting people. One, two, three, four. Oh, hell, that's me. Two out of every one, two, four of us in here is two, man. I must be. Don't listen to this. Every old wise saying ain't really wise. Stay away from statistics. They told me when I first got started in comedy, see, back then they said one in every 20,000 comedians make it to the Tonight Show. Sitting on the sofa with Johnny Carson was the measuring stick for all stand-ups. If you could get to that couch with Johnny Carson, your career was made. One in every 20,000 comedians get on The Tonight Show. So everybody back on the road back in 85, 86, the whole goal was to try to get to The Tonight Show. Get to The Tonight Show. Everybody. I sent letters. I sent tape. Hey, everything. Nothing. No calls. Can I tell you something? I've never been on The Tonight Show. I ain't never been on it. I ain't never been asked. Saturday Night Live been on 40 years. On NBC. I'm on NBC. They've never asked me to come to Saturday Night Live. Not one time. King of Comedy. Never got invited to Saturday Night. That Charles Barkley been on Saturday Night Live. One out of every 20,000, I ignored that, because that statistic don't apply to me. Don't apply statistics to your life. Statistics are for losers. Ignore. Here's another one. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Oh, this is a very dangerous one, young people, because now, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Well, that would depend on what your basket is made of, wouldn't it? If you got it in the right basket, you got to put all your eggs in one basket. How else you gonna make it? Success is an all-out assault. It's everything you got into one direction in order for it to be successful. You can't open up six businesses at the same time. You got to open up one, pour your all into that. You can't go get, you got to go to college to get a degree. You can't enroll in 6 colleges. You got to focus, man. Put all your eggs in one basket. Make your basket out of work, hard work, faith, prayer. Put all that in that basket. Glue that thing together and put them eggs in that basket so you can be what you want to be. Because you're not going to be successful if you don't put all your effort into one thing. You ain't going to make it, man. Success is difficult. The road to success is always under construction. It ain't ever easy. It ain't clear. It ain't open. You got to do that. And be wary of this one right here, though. Always have a plan B. Really? Let me tell you why I never have a plan B. See, do this so you'll have something to fall back on. Oh, you can go do that, but do this so you'll have something to fall back on. Let me tell you something. In order to really be successful, people who really got it going on, they focused on one thing. Bill Gates did Microsoft until he got plenty of money. Now, he can do anything he want to do, but he did Microsoft. He did Microsoft. You can believe that the dude that came up with Google, he was making Google. He made Google. They made Yahoo. They did that till it turned into something. Then it branched out. Plan B. In order to have a plan B, you have to take time away from plan A to prepare plan B. So when you take time off A, you're reducing the effort in your plan A. They asked me, but Steve, so has one of your plan A's ever failed? Yes. Yes, my plan A has failed. Did you have a plan B to fall back on? No, I did not. They said, well, damn, man, what'd you do? I got another plan A. I ain't never had nothing but the A plan. I make no preparation for failure. I ain't got no plan for B. I'm my own got B. I got A, man. I got A. I was gonna tell these jokes until I turned them into a money-making venture. October 8th, 1985, I walked in Hilarity's Comedy Club. I won an amateur night for $50. I went to work the next day. I quit my job. My first wife said, this is ridiculous. We got these twins. You can't quit your job. I got to go. This is it. This is all I've been dreaming about. I see a way. A light bulb went on. Hey, man, when I won that night, I cried for an hour all the way home. I cried because it was like, man, God, I see it now. This is what I've been waiting on. I walked into one comedy club, won $50. Went to work next day selling Commonwealth life insurance, quit my job, making $675 a week. I made $50. The first month in comedy, I made $150. The first year in comedy, I made $3,000. My wife left me. I saw that coming. I said, her and her mama, they made that joint decision together that every time I used to drive home, you ain't gonna ever be nothing. Mm-hmm. It took me years. I lost everything. I became homeless. I lived in a car for 3 years. But Lord have mercy. I just kept that plan A. I kept that plan A, man. I told these jokes. I took a gig for $125, $250. I drove 14 hours to make $175. Gas was way cheaper back then, so it made sense. I go out there and do the gig, man, sent whatever money I could home, so now I'm homeless, I can't do nothing. 3 years I lived in a car. Had an occasional hotel every now and then, but 3 years I lived in a car. You know what I kept doing? I kept telling them jokes. When my family members would catch me, Steve, come on home. I call home, ask for money. Steve, come home, get a real job. I said, no, I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to be all right. Can you wire me $50? Can you wire me $75? My brother said, don't ever call me no more, ask me for no more money. I ain't got nothing for you. You need to be a man and come home and get a real job. So I couldn't call nobody no more for help because they said they wasn't going to help. So cool, I stayed out there. Look at me. And I ain't bragging. Look how God do, though. God is amazing. If you keep the faith in the things that you cannot see, God got something for you.
All right, that was Steve Harvey on a Throwback Thursday. You know, like I said, I posted this one maybe in 2018, which was, I guess, before I was posting the source of the clip. So I have no idea which of his videos this one came from. So apologize for that. But hey, if you have a chance today, please leave a rating and or a review for the show on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or SoundCloud or wherever you listen to the show. I appreciate it. Follow me on Instagram at Sean Croxton, and I will see you tomorrow. We will wrap up the week with Dr. Eric Thomas. I'll see you then. Peace.